We are learning Maseches Bava Basra Daf Samachei Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Samachei Amud Aleph, four lines from the bottom. This Mishnah is continuing exactly what's included in a sale. Zok the Mishnah, Meichas Abayis, someone sells a house, Mokas Adalas, the door is included, Avalayas Mavteach, not the key that opens and closes and locks the door, that's not included. Since that's something that's metaltal, it's metaltalim, it's not included. The klal is, the rule is, any tashmishi abayis that's kavua in the house, that's part of the house. That's sold part of the house. But anything that's movable is not sold as part of the house. So, mocha asadalas, v'lo yis amavteach. Mocha yis amachtesh akvua. If you have a mortar that was built in to the ground and it's attached to the ground, so then this mortar, something that you grind things with, comes with the house, it's sale with the house. V'lo yis amatatalas. But if it's a mortar that's metatl, it's not included in the sale of the house. Mocha is a struble. If in a case where you sold the house, the struble is included. What's a struble? A struble is something you put around the mill. It's a little like a frame they put around the mill. That is sold with the house because that's something that's kavua. Avaloy is a kalas. Kalas is, it's called in English a hopper, which means basically it looks like a funnel, and that's where you put all the hops in, and that goes into the press, into the grinder, whatever you're putting in there, wheat, whatever you put in there, it gets ground up, it's put into this funnel-shaped thing, a very big funnel, it's called a kalas. That's metaltal, so that's not included. Lo is a tanner, lo is a karayim. A oven, or a smaller oven, tanner is a big oven, karayim is a small oven, both of them are not included in the sale, because they're things that are metaltal. Now, bizman shomalahu b'chomash v'seicha, but if you sell, I'm selling the house and everything in it, the halacha is, on top of our base, harei kula mechurim, then everything is sold. Because I spoke out clearly, I want to sell everything that's included. Now, what's included? So the Rashbam says, all these that say in the Mishnah, that tashmishim ha-matatlam, avashar mini tashmishim lem ezdavne. I guess it means like this, just because I have a little Lego set in the house, that's not included. It's not included kol mashlecha. Kol mashlecha means everything that services the house. Now, pashut, anything that's not kavua, is not included. But if I add on, hu v'chol mashlecha v'saychoi, then everything that's part of the shvishi abayis are included. But of course, it doesn't mean all the matatlam. And the response goes to the arich is that there are certain cases with more things being included. For example, if it's a chotzer or if it's an ear, he goes to different ways. But in mice and a bias, the only thing that's included is only the tashmisheha, the things that you use together with the house. Akapanim, that is our mishnah, where our mishnah said that if you sell the house, the things that are metaltal are not included. Zogdamar, lema asis lo gameya. Maybe our mishnah is not like our meyer. We want the mishnah to be like a meyer, jukustam mishnah like a meyer. Maybe this mishnah is not like our meyer. Why? Dira meyer. If you say our Mishnah Rameh, Rameh has said, Ha'amar, Mocha Sakarim, if you sell a vineyard, Mocha Tashvishi Akarim. You know what's included? The kanim, which are the stakes, these poles that you use to hold up the vines, those are included. Why? Because they're used for the karim. Even though they're metaltal, but they're included. So you see, things that service the karim are included. So you also, things that service the bayis should be included for Rameh. So why is our Mishnah say that things are not included that are metaltal? So it sounds not like Rameya. So no. I feel like Rameya. Hosam kavia, hachaloi kavia. Says don't bring a raya from the case of the konim. The konim stay in the property forever. Your raya is not attached to the ground, but it's there. But you always keep it there. You don't take it anywhere else. It's not something you bring somewhere else. Mashenkin machtashas is a mortar. You can bring it other places. You want to go to the neighbor and make a challah bake or something. You bring the mortar along. Whatever the case is, you can bring it next door. Mashenkin these konim never leave. So that's why it's not raya. Rameya really agrees to the mishnah. Konim are different because konim stay here all the time. I'm afraid the Gemara Kasha that Mafteach is similar to Konim. But Mafteach Dumyo, the Delas, Ktani, it says in our Mishnah Mafteach, and it says it's similar to Delas. A Delas is something that's attached to the house. So Mafteach also must be something that's attached. It could be detached, but it's attached. And Mafteach Dumyo, the Delas, Ktani, Ma Delas, the Kviya, Af Mafteach, the Kviya, and still it's not included. Now, what's the Pshat? It's a very Shver Dimyam through Rashbam. Through Rashbam, he makes a Dimyam like this. He says, Konim have a Milo. You never move it out, and therefore, for your mayor, it's included. He says, Mafteach, even though it's something that technically could be metotal, but lamaisa, when it's in use, it's attached to the door. And still, we say it's not included. Why not? It must be because it's something that's a tashmish kal, it's a simple item, and you could move it away, and therefore, it's not included. So, therefore, the same thing should be by konim also. And since our mishnah says, Mafteach not included, it must be konim not included either. Because they're equal type of items, and it must be our mishnah is not like our mayor. Because for our mayor, if Kana were included, then Mafteach, the key should be included also. And since it's not included, Tzerai, our Mishnah, is not like Ramei. Tana Rabbanim. And the Taisa very speaks this out. Look at the top Taisa. They must be like Ramei. I'm in the town where the Makar is Mafteach Daich. The Hamakayach Mafteach Masik the Asa Kamei. Like a Persia Kunturis that is coming from Machteshas. But if it's coming from the Maisa, Maskona, definitely it's coming from Mafteach. So that's more right. Don't want to make a bias. Someone sells a house. Mokas Adelis. The door is included. Esanagar. The bolt is included because the bolt is attached to the wall and that holds the door closed. Esaminol is the lock. These things are all included. Avalayas Mafteach. Mafteach, which is in the Talta, take it with you when you go away and you lock a door. So that is something that's metotal and that the loch is not included in the house. Mokas Machteshas Achakuka. If you have a machteshes, you have a mortar that's chokuk in the ground, that's built into the ground, then it's included. Avaloyes a kavua, but not a machteshes that you it was carved out outside the karka, and then you put it into the karka. Our Mishnah does not stem with this. What we're saying over here is the only time machteshes is included is not enough that's attached to the ground. It has to actually be carved out while it's in the ground, which means, I guess, you take a block of wood, you put it into the ground, and you carve it out in the ground. That is when it's considered part of the house. Avaloyes hakavua, it's not enough, and that's not like our Mishnah. We'll see our Mishnah like our Eliezer. Mochar Strubel, when you sell the house, the Strubel is included, which is the fence around the mill. Avaloyes hakalos, not the funnel looking thing, the funnel thing, the kalos, the hopper. Loyes hataner, not the oven. Loyes hakarayim, not the stove. Loyes harachayim, and not the millstone. These things are all not included because all my total. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, kol machub lekarka rei karka. Rabbi Eliezer says that if the mortar is now attached to the karka, I don't care if it was made outside the karka. As long as it's attached now, it's part of the karka and it's included in the sale of the house. And our mission is going to Rabbi Eliezer. If you said b'shas the sale, I'm selling the house with everything in it, then even the things that I'm entitled to are also included. They're all included in the sale. And the price is vayta. Benkach or benkach, say if you say mash v'seichai, say if you don't say mash v'seichai, the lois a bar, lois a dos, lois a yetzia. The bar, which is the water hole, and the dos, which is the cistern, and the yetzia, lois yetzia, and the shed, these things are all not included, like we said in the first Mishnah, they're all binyan of fneyatzman, they're not included in the sale. These things are all not included in the sale. So here we have, in this braisa, machlokes Rabbi Eliezer Chachamim, if you have a mortar that's right now kavua, is it considered like karka or not? According to Rabbi Eliezer, yes, it's considered like karka and it's included part of the sale of the house. Masha'inke, the Rabbanon of Rabbi Eliezer hold, no, that's considered a dova ha'metaltal. And with that akdama, let's see the next gemara. Tana Rabbanon. We know when it comes to a mikvah, you're not allowed to have mayim she'uvim. That means if the water in the mikvah went into a keli, and now I poured it from that keli into the mikvah, the halacha is that it's a posel of mikvah. Now, if it comes through a pipe, now a pipe is like a keli, because the base kibble. So if it comes through a pipe, it's a problem of mayim she'uvim. But if the pipe is attached to the ground, so then it might be considered karka. So that's the shaila. We have over here a tzinor that's made out of wood or out of stone. And shechokku, ulubsev kavu. You first carved out this pipe and then you attached it to the ground. The halach is poislos ha-mikvah, pasta mikvah because of mayim she'uvim. But kavu, if you attach to the ground as a solid piece of wood or a solid piece of stone, obviously it's not a keli yet. And then while it's attached to the ground, you carved out a opening. Ulubsev chokku. The halacha is in this braisa, ain't a poislos ha-mikvah. Why not? Because that's pasha, that's karka. But the ratio says that even though right now it's attached to the karka, it does not have it in karka. Now, karka is not a cleave. Karka can't be kavatoma. So it can't be mayim shuvim. But what's the pshat? Why it's pasha? Because once a cleave, always a cleave. Attaching it won't change the shame cleave and still mayim shuvim. So it comes out in this braisa that even though something's attached, it still has a shame cleave. So where's the kasha? Money, loy rabbi Eliezer, loy rabbanon. Doesn't stem rabbi Eliezer or loy rabbanon. Now, we don't know who this rabbi Eliezer rabbanon is. Which rabbi Eliezer doesn't stem with? Which rabbanon doesn't stem with? So I'm going to try to figure that out, and that will be a discussion in the next omid and a half. We'll discuss where is this rabbi Eliezer. Dr. Gemara, hey rabbi Eliezer, which rabbi Eliezer? And which rabbanon technically? That's the same question. Ilema rabbi Eliezer de Bayis. Maybe it means the Rebeleza of our Bryce that we just learned. It says there that if something's attached to the ground, it's included in sale. So it means he holds, it must be Rebeleza holds, that's called karka. So why the problem I'm shuvim? If something is a pipe and I attach it, it's re karka. Just like by the Machteshes, if I attach it, it's still a karka. So that's why I say not Rabbi Eliezer. And even if we figured out this Rabbi Eliezer, we don't know the Rabbanon. The Mishpam figures out, we don't know which Rabbanon is Loi Rabbanon. We don't know that. Because the Rabbanon are going to Rabbi Eliezer, which them? But we don't know that. We're just trying to figure out the Rabbi Eliezer first. Then we'll get, if we figure that out, we'll go to the Rabbanon. Hey Rabbi Eliezer, Ilema Rabbi Eliezer, the bias. No, it's not a Raya. Because maybe Rabbi Eliezer agrees that does not have a din karka. Why is it included in the sale? Maybe the pshat is he holds meicher ba'ayin yafa meicher, and therefore he includes anything that's attached. Like the Rashbam says, even though it's really a kli, kivon de mechubar, since lemaisa it's mechubar now machra meicher. Avigav etziner shechakku v'lebesoyf kavu moide the pasul mikvah vada has a din keli. Just since the meicher ba'yafa, anything that could be semi called karka, and Rabbanon. And Rabbanon would argue that and say, no, I am Rav Meicher, which is not the gate for our discussion. We're saying, this, maybe that's the Machlaikas. So we still don't know which Rabbi Eliezer is this Brisa, not like that Rabbi Eliezer. We're saying this Brisa says somebody that's attached has no din karka. I have a Rabbi Eliezer that's called karka. Where is the Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer of selling the bias is not Raya, because then maybe that's Meicher by Yafa Meicher. That's why it's included in the sale. But who said it's really karka? So we still have to look for that Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanon. And next year we'll continue. Three lines from the bottom, Ve'el Rav Eliezer, the Kaveris Dvarim.